Throw it in, Vance. Good boy. You wait there. Are you ready for an action-packed day, Mr. Vance? Yep.
Lovely.
Come on behind me, Vance. Good boy.
Have fun.
Stay there. Wait. Come on. Steady. I'm right. Good boy. Hop off. Wow, nice and busy here. On you go, Vance.
Well, I have to say, this morning is utterly beautiful. Sunny. Slightly crisp, but blue sky, no wind, it is really, really stunning.
And good job too, because it's London Marathon Day. Steady, Vance, steady. There's another gate for me. There's a gate. Good boy, wait there, wait there. Okay, let's go. Good boy, Vance.
So there are a good number of people coming in on the train now,
all heading in,
well, most of them heading in one direction, Waterloo East, which, from where there are trains out to the three main start areas for the London Marathon. Find the escalator, Vance. Steady. Steady. Sorry. Steady, Vance. And there's a queue for the escalator. Which means I'm about to be really popular and stop the flow. Okay, bit of wait. Just stand and wait 1 second, Vance. One, two, come. Good boy, well done. So I probably just made the queue even worse. So I think what... one of the things that people don't realise in the London Marathon is because it's such a huge race, 36,000 people, they actually started in... Come. Good boy. Well done, Vance. Well done. Good boy. Come on, then. They actually started in three different locations on and around Blackheath Common and Greenwich Park. And then after about a mile or so, the routes will converge into the one single one. Okay, Vance, going to find the gate. Steady, big dog. Vance, steady. Anyway, steady.
You're going to be up, sir.
Thank you. Leave it, Vance. So we're now in the Waterloo East corridor. In case you didn't hear my recording last night saying about my plans for today, basically, I've always really enjoyed just going out and watching marathon. I think it's one of the best events in the calendar in London, really bringing people together. It seems like such a friendly place to be. I mean, I think London's a pretty friendly place anyway, but it's even more so when the marathon is on. And what I normally do, actually, is because I get a bit fed up just staying in one place, I tend to travel around the course and see how many times I can see the same group of elite runners. So usually the women, because they're a little slower than the men, it's a bit easier to get around the course in public transport. Right, I just need to listen to the announcements.
That's
excuse me, when's the next Greenwich, or what platform's the next Greenwich train?
A.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Stay on, fans. They're very good at organising it here, I have to say. I've come this way a number of times before, and although the platforms get absolutely rammed, they are very clear about the trains coming through, and whilst you could end up on the wrong one and end up in completely the wrong place, they try to make sure that you can't. I see how busy it is down here. So my plan anyway is to go to Greenwich this morning. Forward Vance, straight on. In fact, to Cutty Sark. Straight on, Vance. Vance, get over. We're going to get... Vance, get over! Don't get me into trouble. Come on you go.
Stand behind the yellow line. Please stand behind the yellow line. You're on the red band.
Straight on,
Vance. Stand behind the yellow line.
Nothing like being singled out, eh? Poor chap, whoever it was.
Behind the yellow line, please. Behind the yellow line.
Straight on, Vance. I'm going to keep going down because it really is rammed.
The red band, behind the yellow line.
They do get a little bit officious at times, but I suppose I don't want anybody going off the edge. I'm going to keep going down and down and down, I think, until I find a bit of a gap. Straight on, Vance. I always feel a little bit guilty, actually, coming through on these trains because it's largely runners, and I always feel like we're taking up a bit of space that they should have, but spectators also make the day what it is, so that's my excuse. Straight on, Vance. Keep going. Sorry. Right at the other side of the other end of the canopy. It's very bright down there. Sorry. Okay, Vance, let's stand here. Stand. I think that's probably enough. Let's go and find the yellow line, sorry, shall we? Ooh, tripped over somebody's bag. Come back, Vance. Come back here. Sorry, no, it's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. It's fine. They're standing here in beautiful, bright sunshine. I think I'm wearing too many layers, but never mind. We can sort that out later. Sunshine's coming in off from my left here, obviously to the east. And it really is gorgeous. Quite why he was so worried about people being over the yellow line, I don't know, because there seem to be no trains. It's already nice atmosphere here. As I said, my plan is to go to Greenwich. I'm then going to get the DLR one stop down to Cutty Sark. And my main reason for doing that is it makes crossing the route a little bit easier. The exit from Cutty Sark station is on the right side of the barriers for where I want to go. Otherwise, it's a bit of a trial trying to find a way of getting across. Vance, would you like to sit for me, please? Vance, do you want to come back? Right, this is us, and let's hope the train comes down far enough. Otherwise, there could be a lot of people running back down the platform. Yep. I'm the door, big dog. I'm the door. Good boy. Wait. Okay. Right, we shall get ourselves in position over here before everyone else crashes in. Turn around, Vance. Plant your bottom down there, good boy. Just wait then. That's not too bad, actually. Certainly been on a lot busier trains. I think the staff enjoy today. Lots of bellowing to be done. Should be Greenwich, though nobody seems to have noticed just yet. See, lack of announcements this morning. On the train at least. Hop off. Good lad. Well done. I think, yeah, we need to cross over somehow. Although everyone else seems to be going the other way, so maybe if we can't find lessons. No, we can't. Okay, let's get back that way. Get back that way, thanks. Oh, that would explain it. Steady, fan steady. Good lad. Find the step. Forward. Steady. Forward, handy. Steady. Okay. Steady, Vance. Okay, let's go. So, going through a rather tight subway here. The reason why I couldn't get down the way I wanted to go is because there weren't any steps there by. So they were at the other end of it. I ended up going down in the end, if that makes any sense. Forward, Vance. So, coming up on the opposite platform now, and I'm going to go a different direction to everyone else and get the DLR. Find the ravens. So all these poor people are about to run 26 and a half miles. Straight on, Vance. Okay, we're going straight on, Vance. Straight on. I am indeed, yeah. Brilliant, thank you very much. I think I can hear a train there, but I don't know if I'm going to make it in time. Find the way. Oh no, it's the train that I've just come off that's making the noise, possibly. Wow, it's so gorgeous. What an amazing day. Straight on, Vance. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, Vance, yep, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go left, handy. Left, nope. Left, handy, for the DLR. Okay. I'm going to wander up a little bit, because platforms at Katisark are a bit short. Okay, stand here, Vance. Good boy, yeah, that's it. Turn around. So, I have left the realm of the runner and entered the slightly more comfortable, from my perspective, of the spectator. I have to say, after all of the horrid weather we have had this year so far, I cannot believe how gorgeous this morning is. It is truly, truly beautiful. Can only get better if a train actually comes. Right, here comes the DLR train. Docklands Light Railway for the uninitiated. Gonna find the door vans. Good.
Door here, sir.
Thank you.
This train's going to the bank. Are you okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Brilliant, thank you. Go on then. On you go. Good lad. Okay, you gonna sit for me, fans? Sit there. Fans, please sit. Thank you. So, only going one stop down to Cutty Sark, as I said, and then we'll go and find a nice spot on the barriers. Actually, the last time I went and watched from there, I got myself in a bit of a mess. I ended up, first of all, in a controlled area and got sort of told off by the police. Very gently, but... dispatched off to the other side of the road. And, we're about to dive underground here. And then because I ended up on the wrong side, it then meant that my plans for travelling across the Isle of Dogs were scuppered because I couldn't get back across to the railway station. It was a bit inconvenient, but never mind. Hopefully today we will have slightly better luck. Turn the vans round so we're in position for getting off. Put one hand back on the rail because these trains are quite wobbly. Triggered. And off we go. Hooray. Right, now which way are the steps? Look how which way everyone else is going, I think. Find the way, Hans. Not sure, Vance. Find the way. Okay, stand for this old escalator. Just wait there. Okay, thank you. Just wait, Vance. And come. Good lad. No, just wait, please, fans. I didn't know they had escalators here. I thought it was steps the whole way. It's a rather ancient feeling escalator. It's one of these ones that sort of judders as it goes up. Once upon a time, this station felt so new. Well, I suppose that's probably the case for all stations at some point, but I remember it feeling new. Go, Vance! Good lad! Very good. Nicely done, Vance. Find the way for me. Good boy. Vance, please steady. Please steady. Steady, steady. Good boy. Okay, we're going to go slowly and stand, please, Vance, and you wait. I need to allow a bit more gap than I did last time. Wait there, Vance. And come. Good lad. Well done, Vance. Just wait there. Just wait, Vance. Impatience, doggy. Okay, it sounds like we're coming to the top. And come. The runoffs aren't quite as long as I would ideally like. Fan steady, please. Okay. And left runs. Good boy. And I think, as I said earlier on, they are running that station on exit only. So my plan will be to, or maybe I didn't say it earlier on, but anyway, my plan will be to use Greenwich Foot Tunnel once we get fed up of being at this end of things. And left-handy. Leave it. Come on, Vance, get on. Walking down towards Cutty Sark itself now. Cutty Sark, for those who don't know. Fans, come on. Okay, forward. Actually, he might go and try and spend him. I'm going to find left from me, Vance. Find left. Come on, Vance. Oh, you can't. All right, Vance, turn around. Go this way, find right. Go on. Got ourselves in the right mess. It's with a step. Two steps. Right, good boy. Okay, you're going to do busy. No busy. Busy boy. Good boy. Well done. Yep, single wee. That's all right then. I can't remember what I was saying. I'm sure it was vital. Right, let's get back on the curb. Okay, Vance, come on then. I'm going to find left. Find left, Vance. Go on, on we go. Already fairly busy down here. I mean, nothing dreadful. But a number of people milling about. On we go now, big dog. I can hear a helicopter buzzing overhead. Sunshine is really warm. This is what London Marathon days should be like. Blue sky and bright sunshine. Steady, big doggy. And please, steady. So now we just need to go and find a spot. I don't desperately want one that's looking into the sun the whole time. Oh, good boy. Forward, Vance. Come on, then. Find the right, Vance. Find the way. Find the right. Actually, it's fairly empty here. This is nice. Come on, find the way. Find the right. Come on. Good lad. Well done. Actually, I need to take account of the fact that the sun is going to move. Makes it very complicated. Okay. Let's stand. Where should we go? Why not? Let's just go here. They seem to have double barriered it, so you can't get that close to the actual edge.
Well, I'd like to put it on there. Yeah, I will.
I thought I'd let you soak up a bit of the atmosphere here. Just listen to the people coming up to the barriers and the helicopter buzzing over. People setting up. basically, I think, just opposite the prow of Kajisong. So, pretty good position, really. And by my reckoning, well, no, not by my reckoning, by the reckoning of the organisers who produced the timing sheet, the elite women should be coming past at 10:31. Clock is chiming 9 o'clock in, I presume that's the Maritime College off to the left. And as you just heard, there was somebody coming around picking up litter already.
I won't be able to hold three.
You treat
yourself. The lines are beginning to fill up a little bit now. A little bit earlier on, we had a member of the media being interviewed in front of Cutty Sark here. Lots of people clicking away with their cameras already, presumably finding the right focal length to use for the position they're in here and lining up their shots, as you only really get a couple of goes. Somebody next to me was also trying to work out where they could put up a banner, which is quite difficult here because, as I mentioned earlier on, they've put a double layer of barriers in. So you can't... so people can't actually get to the barrier that's closest to where the runners will be passing. Whistling coming from somewhere off on the right. I think they're just practicing.
Does anyone like a spectator guide? They didn't have one.
Got it.
Your pole. Your pole.
One of the people on my left just asking somebody who was standing adjacent to the course whether they were going to be staying there, as I imagine it's rather neatly blocking their photographic opportunity there. Whoops. Trumpet from somewhere. Or maybe a saxophone. Can't quite tell from here. When we actually get up to the time of the elite women coming past, I will dual boo this. Record on the phone and on my Zoom. Stereo recording. No overload here, of course. I'm just going to leave both running now, as I'd be expecting the women elite runners to come past in the next 10 minutes or so.
About
sandwich tray? Warren. Look to your left. I've got you in my lens. Well, I got invited on the ship, but I thought I'd get a bit, you know, better pictures of it last year out down here. So. Oh, is he? Is he doing the stuff for council? Right. Because they were after somebody to come on board. They offered me a free place just to take pictures of people on board. So they said, and I said, look, I'm going to turn it down because I get better pictures for you. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, do you know Katrina, don't you? The lady. No, Katrina. She works in the press room. Katrina's the head of the problem. She asked me, and she had Jenny Whittaker write me a nice little note, you know. Yes, she's an organiser. But anyway, they might, if they haven't got anybody, they might want somebody. Have a nice time. Okay. Just wave your jewellery at the port. wave your jewellery at the port. Yeah, well, I've only got 200 bill, just about get you. Oh, well, let's take this, yeah. Alright, then. I'll see if I can hear him, yeah. Alright, I'll see if I can get him.
Hold on, Van. Van, sit down. Sit, please. Good boy. Well done. Good boy.
So that was the sound of the elite women passing at 9:36 or thereabouts. And in a moment, I'm going to head over to the Isle of Dogs and hopefully see them again.